Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. It is Monday morning. It is. It really is. It's Monday morning. You probably already know that, right? The alarm went off and you went, oh my gosh. Where'd the weekend go? What happened here? Hold on a minute. I thought I would regroup and... And the crazies came out on the weekend, and that was the end of that. And then I went to church, and they tried to tell me that it was all about lollipops and daisies. And I said, well, this is a crock. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, just kidding. Maybe you didn't have that experience at church. I don't know. Anyway, welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. I'm going to get right in people's mess today. I might step on some toes. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to have you for a whole half hour at the end of the program. And I got to tell you, I got some things that I want to say. If you have not seen Enemies Within the Church by Trevor Loudon and his gang, you really, really need to see this. I got a half an hour at the end of the program, I'll tell you. But everything I've been saying for the last 11 years, everything God told me to tell you for the last 11 years that so many people said, I don't want to hear that.
We don't talk about that. I don't want to know what somebody's doing in their private bedroom while they're doing it with your kids.
How about that? Want to hear about it now? All right. We'll talk about all that stuff coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, David Wormser, Dr. David Wormser is with us. Anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is the lead-in for authoritarians and dictators and such, has been since, well, since God separated out the Jews. It has. We'll talk about that with Dr. Dave, along with a nuclear Iran. What could go wrong? It's like I said about, sports. Sports were all dying. Professional sports were all dying, so they introduced gambling. And now they've got all the gamblers watching. The wives are screaming, where's the money for food? Where's the laundry money? Oops. Honey, I need the rent. Oops. I'm not kidding. And then, of course, they mix that with alcohol. What could go wrong? A drunk guy betting on every pass and every play on his phone, like a big giant kid playing a video game, only it's real money. Yeah, not a problem. Let's see. I'm on a roll today. Bottom of hour number two, or bottom of this hour, Ethan Peck is going to be with me. Woke corporations. Elon Musk may destroy Twitter. That wouldn't be such a bad thing. But he's threatening to. He's threatening to pull out of the deal, and that might send the Twitter stock into oblivion. Maybe that's why Google and Pfizer and the CIA. Did you hear what I just said? Google, Pfizer, and the CIA had a... choking up. Had a meeting to discuss... That's what happened over the weekend. They had a meeting to discuss how to end disinformation. This has played out before. All right. Rick Manning is with me. Rick, are you, you got a cup of coffee in you, brother? And are you ready?
I just popped a 5-hour energy just so just be ready for this conversation. But it's a, I hesitate to ask this question because you're on fire right now. But usually on the beginning on Monday, I ask a simple question because I think listeners want to know. What if anything happened this weekend that was, that's exciting? And what are we looking, how are we moving in terms of direction of trying to encourage people, get people to put in $10 a month to support ministries.
Well, okay, so let's understand that what we're doing here, this is about ministry, because if the church in America, and I'll talk about it in depth in the final half hour, if the church in America, Rick, does not get back on track and step up again and reestablish our foundation as a nation. And this is what the Chinese understood. It's what the Marxists understood. It's what they understand. They know they have got to rip out the soul of America. And I'm going to talk about it. People are running around saying, you know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Folks, if people are running around saying, what is my purpose and why am I here? It's because the church isn't doing its job. No follower of Christ. God smacked me up the side of the head with this morning. No follower of God should ever ask the question, why am I here? I kid you not. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your soul knows very well. God has already put in you your purpose. It's inside you. He put it there. It gets activated when you connect with Him. And you'll never ask that question if you connect with Him. That's what will save America.
is Americans, because, see, that's what made us so great. We knew. We knew that we knew that we knew what we were supposed to be doing, and we did it. We knew when evil came up, our job was to crush evil, and we did it. We knew. We knew how to create and innovate and be the very best that we could be as a shining example to the rest of the world to bring them along. And they came here and they got introduced to God, and they got introduced to Christian principles. Christian principles in business is not just about ethics. It's about excellence in every aspect. It's about showing up for work on time and doing your job without having to be asked, and doing it to your absolute best ability. And if you're not doing that, you're not a Christian. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't show up to work on time and do your very best every minute that you're on the clock, you are not a Christian. You're a liar, you're a thief, and you're going to hell. So what else did we do this weekend? So I recorded a message, my testimony, and a message of salvation. I'm coming hard at you, because those of you that say you're Christian that don't show up to work or half step on the job or all this other nonsense that you do, you know better. You know better. Okay? Hang on one second. You know better. You know better than to do this, because you know the word. You shouldn't have to be told over and over and over and over and over again what to do and what not to do. You shouldn't be slothful. Slothful is a sin. Taking money from your employer and not doing your job is a sin. Not showing up for work when you've given your word and said you would be there is a sin. So what are you doing? All right. So anyway, preached a message about salvation to people who don't know, and shared that and did it on recording. And Samuel translated as I preached the message. And then that message was played over the weekend because in Punjab, there are areas, especially close to Pakistan and close to the border, where internet doesn't reach, Rick. And so as a result of that, we can't do live. So he took it with him. They had 22 people accepted Jesus Christ. 18 people were instantly healed at that meeting, just at that meeting. Then he, on Sunday morning, normally 80, maybe 100 people show up. They had over 200 people showed up for church on Sunday morning at our main church there. That doesn't include the other 400 and, well, roughly five, actually over 500 churches that we have throughout all the Punjab that God has blessed us to be able to plant. Just at his church, over 200 people. So he very quickly said to one of his assistants, hey, go and get that message that from the pastor. We're going to play his testimony. They played it. 18 more, 18? It's either 18 and 30 got healed, or 30 and 18 got healed. But more people came to Jesus. More people got instantly healed from the video. That was on Sunday morning in Amritsar, Punjab, India. And he said, and next week, Pastor, these people, we are literally doubling the size of our church. Praise God. Oh, and we also put in well number 31, and we have the money for another well, and we also are going to have a service
either next weekend or the weekend after, and we're going to be able to provide summer clothing to 80 orphans. $10 a month is all I'm asking you to do. You can be a part of what we're doing for $10 a month. Use paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. And by the way, go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. If you're tired of crazy gas prices, if you're tired of getting gouged at the pumps, I kid you not, we started using this stuff. It's greenfueltabs.shop. greenfueltabs.shop. Started using these things, Rick. We went from 24 miles per gallon to 32.9 miles per gallon. I'm saving $12 a tank right now. $12 every time I fill up, I'm saving $12 because of how much longer it takes before I have to fill up. Greenfueltabs.shop. Check it out. Get signed up. Start saving money. Those prices aren't coming down. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about guns. They're trying to get a gun registry going. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, all right. Hang on, folks. I am still here. Rick and I were having this conversation, and I just got lost in it. It's Monday. Bad excuse. All right. I was late. Okay, Lord, forgive me, because I was late. I was late coming in. I don't know why I was late coming in. Well, I was watching the clock, and then all of a sudden, I wasn't seeing the clock anymore. I don't know if that makes any sense to you folks at all, but that was kind of the deal. I was watching the clock, and then all of a sudden, I was not. All right, let's.
Pastor Greg and I, we have conversations off air, and sometimes we end up on air. So yes. So all in all, you know, whatever the one of the great challenges of this, and one of the fun things is that Pastor Greg and his guests are friends, and so we sit there, we have conversations off air, and sometimes I don't know if any of you ever get lost in conversations, but sometimes you get a chance to listen in on some of those conversations, and as a result, you know, you. It's kind of a mix for interesting radio.
There you go.
But anyway, let's talk about what we need to talk about.
Let's talk about what's going on with guns. And you know what? So here we go. So I have been a Golden State Warriors fan forever. I mean, since Al Attles and Nate Thurman in the 60s, right? And you know, because I grew up out there, and we just I was a sports fan, and a lot of most kids are, right. I mean, you grow up that way. And my grandparents had season tickets to the Oakland Raiders from 1960 to 1978, so the Raiders were a big part of our whole situation. My next door neighbors. Older sister, and she was quite a number of years older. His dad had been previously married and what have you. So at any rate, she worked at the Oakland Coliseum. So she would bring home guys that were on some of the different sports teams. She brought home Chuck Dobson, who was a pitcher for the Oakland A's, not the actor, right. but a pitcher.
No, Chuck Dobson.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He pitched one of the first no hitters for Oakland ever. But he came to my next door neighbor's house, so I got to meet him and hang out with him. Carl Vadnier, who played for the Golden State Seals, was a great hockey player. He would come over to the house, and so we were into Oakland A's and the Golden State Seals and the Golden State Warriors and the Oakland Raiders. We were into all the sports. And so I, again, watching that, but I've also been very, I have a boycott the NFL Facebook page because of my frustration with the direction that they've gone. Hockey has kind of hung in there. The Giants manager and half the team have decided now they're not going to come out of the dugout anymore for the national anthem because of a cartel, more than likely henchman, that shot up the school in Uvalde targeting Custom and Border Protection children. But that's, bad America, so we're not going to come out for the flag anymore. But they've been going woke. Major League Baseball. And then, so I watched the ball game last night and the Warriors won. And then here they come with, we're all dressed in orange because we've got to get this gun situation under control. And here's Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Warriors. And Steve, I invite you, come on my program. We'll have a nice conversation. His dad was killed in Beirut at a university by terrorists when he was roughly 19 years old. Now, hear what I'm going to say. His dad was killed in Beirut by terrorists in Lebanon when the Islamic regime took over. And his response is Americans need to give up their guns because guns are bad. Steve, terrorists killed your dad, and it's a terrible thing, and I'm sorry that happened. My dad was killed in a car accident. It's a terrible thing. I get that. But let me explain. Going after Americans so they can no longer defend themselves against the very kinds of people that went in. And it's so crazy, Rick, when you think about it, because it was terrorists that went into a university, an American university in Beirut, and killed his father. And here we have a gun shooting. We have a crazy guy going into a school. And guess what? No, the security hasn't changed. Go ahead. Sorry, I left you about a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what concerns me, and I will tell you, it's very clear. I don't care what Steve Kerr thinks. Okay, first of all,
right.
Don't care.
Right.
What I care about is what Pat Toomey thinks. I care about what Mitch McConnell thinks. And right now, the Republicans in the Senate are desperately begging the Biden White House to talk to them so they can craft a bipartisan gun ban bill. The Democrats are sitting there saying, oh, we want to do it by ourselves and then put pressure on Sinema and Manchin to blow up the filibuster to pass it. That's the Democrat strategy in the Senate. We have to lay out every one of those senators and pound them to tell them the response to the mass murder in Uvalde does not lie in banning 260 million Americans' ability to get guns. That's not the response. We have to pound them. We have to pound them. We have to pound them. Go to getliberty.org.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And
on the radio.
It is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program from the National Center for Public Policy. And you can find them at nationalcenter.org. FEP, that's the Free Enterprise Project. And we've been having folks from the Free Enterprise Project on this show for almost 10 years now. Justin Danhoff has been on a number of times. Scott Shepard has been on as well. David Almasi, of course, has been on as well. And folks, we've been trying to get folks to understand how important it is. Your mutual funds, your investments, your retirement investments, just your investment strategy. You can play a huge role. Everybody gets frustrated about woke corporatism, about all these companies that are out there with all their ridiculously woke anti-American Marxist messaging and liberal messaging and social media liberal messaging. And you can make a difference by the vote that you are allowed to make as a stockholder. And we've been talking about the importance of that for a long time. Free Enterprise Project has been leading the way. They've been by themselves for the most part, but I think folks are beginning to wake up. And I welcome Ethan Peck to the program. Ethan, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
You are, and how long have you been with Free Enterprise Project? I forget.
Since the fall.
Okay. So, but you know, obviously as you get into this and you're looking at, you know, what impact Free Enterprise Project is having, are you beginning to see more people awake? And it's interesting, I was watching something over the weekend talking about the difference between woke versus awake. Woke are the folks on the left, that's what they call it, woke. Awake is parents showing up at, you know, school board meetings, right, saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on, these are my kids and you're not going to force your perverted ideas or your racist, hate-filled ideas, or your murderous, kill-the-baby ideals on my kid anymore. I'm on to you. I know what you're up to. Are you seeing the same kind of thing when it comes
pushback, yeah.
Yeah, to people saying it? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think that you're absolutely right about the distinction between woke and awake. And I think that as these corporations have become emboldened in taking political stances and becoming more politically active, and just not even just corporations, but the American left, since they've gotten, you know, have they really showed their cards as to what was bubbling under the surface for years. It has awakened a lot of people and pushed a lot of people away from the left towards the right. And even not even just people towards the right, just in general opposed to the wokeness. And I think that you're starting to see pushback at the corporate level too. That even BlackRock's Larry Fink, you know, who's the worst of them, rhetorically, he's walking back some of his statements because he realizes that there is pushback. And we see it in a lot of areas. There was a win at Walmart against one of their woke policies. There was a woke shareholder proposal to try to get Walmart to do what Starbucks is doing and what Tesla is doing in providing money for people who, you know, women who want abortions to go out of state, for their employees to go out of state, room and board, and for the abortion itself sometimes. There was a proposal in some states, this is going to be illegal because so the leftist shareholders try to get Walmart to also, you know, jump on board with Starbucks in paying for their employees to go out of state to get abortions, and shareholders shot it down and opposed it. And that was a win. And, you know, it's rare for the right to win against these woke corporations, but it's happening.
Well, and you talk about, you know, woke people getting woke people getting awakened. You know, look at Bill Maher. Look at some of the things that he's had to say relative to, you know, the vax mandates and forced masks and shutdowns. He's under fire, according to the New York Post, for statements that he made regarding LGBTQ. They say, oh, he's anti-LGBTQ because he said, we're literally experimenting on children when it comes to this puberty blocker. And boy, I mean, you know, when you talk about that, if you've not seen Matt Walsh's film, What is a Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, yeah. I mean, he asks that pediatrician, well, you know, how do you feel about the fact that you're giving a puberty blocker, a drug to a child that's the same drug that you give to rapists or even, you know, an animal,
right,
to chemically castrate
them?
Yeah. Lupon. It's called Lupon. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Lupon, and in some states they're giving it to children without the parents' permission. Without the parents' mm-hmm. permission, they're giving chemical castration to kids.
It's sickening. Precisely this issue is helping wake up America, because, you know, when you go after American adults, they might look the other way and think that, you know, it's just the seesaw going back and forth between left and right and it'll all blow over. But when you go after someone's kids, that's a whole different story. And that's why you saw the pushback against critical race theory in the schools with the parents in Virginia. And that's why you're seeing the Matt Walsh's film having such an effect. And I saw it. It was, you know, heartbreaking. It was funny in the beginning, but then it was really a heartbreaking film. You know,
yeah,
tragic. And so this issue also, at the corporate level, they're getting pushback. This is something that I do a lot. When corporations, they want a corporate equality index from the Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign is the biggest LGBT lobby in America. They're very powerful. And so the corporations have to abide by ESG scores and ESG metrics in order to remain in the funds of BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, and the rest of them. And so in order to get a good ESG score to remain in those funds, so that they have shareholders actually buying their shares, right, they have to get a good corporate equality index score that the Human Rights Campaign, the LGBT lobby, that they score corporations on, basically on how gay-friendly they are, et cetera.
Ethan, I want you to hold right there, because mm-hmm. I want you to, because I can't express how serious what you just said is. Folks, this you know, this is the underlying thing. They'll come out of this and say, well, we're not censoring. We're not being discriminatory. We're not like that. We don't behave like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what the Gestapo, what Goebbels, what the Nazis did in Germany. It's exactly what the Russian communists do, what the Chinese communists do. If you're a business, if you're in public, you have to have a certain score or they will silence you. Now say again what you just said. It is called what? Tell us about the program
ESG.
Again.
ESG. ESG is environmental social governance. And so that's what that stands for. And what it is, it's a social credit score like the one that China has for their citizens, but for corporations. And so corporations, think about, you know, like I went to Northrop Grumman, okay, the weapons manufacturer. Your average shareholder or investor is not going to go buy them, right? The reason that they get people buying their shares is because they're included in these giant mutual funds, right? So when somebody, you know, their 401k or whatever, it goes to these mutual funds that includes a lot of corporations. And these corporations, because they're getting included in these funds, they have to abide by the ESG scores that these funds set. And the order, and so one of the metrics is, right, is their corporate equality index, which is their LGBT score essentially. Mm-hmm. And so Northrop Grumman, for example, they're a partner of the human rights campaign, the LGBT lobby. So they give them money. They give them shareholder money. So this human rights campaign, they were the biggest lobby lobbying against the DeSantis bill in Florida, the parental rights and education bill, preventing teachers from speaking to kids as young as, you know, 5 years old about sex and sexuality and all kinds of gender stuff, the stuff that you saw in What is a Woman, right? So
yeah.
I went to these corporations and I said, listen, you're giving the human rights campaign money, our shareholder money, and shareholders don't even know this because you're not disclosing it to them. And then they are then taking that money to lobby against this bill to keep it legal for teachers to speak to students as young as 5 years old about sex. So our shareholder money is funding these efforts, and you're not telling people just that you can buy your perfect score on the equality index, right?
Right.
And so I challenged them on that. I said, do you support talking to teachers talking to kids about sex? And if not, will you withdraw our sponsorship of them? And, you know, they froze up. The CEO, she froze up in a moment because she didn't want to be seen as somebody. This is a hard line that people draw, right? With pedophilia. They don't want to be seen as that. And even though they're paying for it. And so she said, okay, we'll reconsider our partnership. And, you know, that's actually a big statement from a company like that, which sends them money. And so we're pushing back in these ways.
Well, it's really something, and we need to be paying attention. Back after this. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because
because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest who's been with us since the last segment. He is from the National Center for Public Policy Research, nationalcenter.org, the Free Enterprise Project, tagged as FEP. Welcome back again, Ethan Peck. Ethan, it's really great having you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we were talking about this woke corporatism, and you were talking about how companies don't realize how they are, you know, investing in these entities. I was wondering your thoughts with regards to the Elon Musk Twitter battle, because, you know, certainly that's a part about, you know, that's about woke corporatism. Twitter is a very woke corporate environment, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders, and they have, you know, other responsibilities as well. But talk to me about what you're watching with regards to Elon Musk and that particular situation.
Right. So we actually had a proposal, a shareholder proposal, on the ballot for this year's, you know, shareholder meeting a couple of weeks ago. And we thought that it might not go through because Elon might buy it, but he ended up, you know, I guess he's still going through that right now. But what our proposal was for was for their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. And diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is something that almost all corporations in America now have, even an office for, and especially a policy for. It's really just a corporate name for critical race theory. So they discriminate and hire based on skin color and sex and sexual orientation instead of just the merit and character of the prospective employee. And they also treat employees differently within the company, and they give to charities differently based on these immutable characteristics. And so we just asked for our proposal, just asked for an audit of to see if these policies are not in violation of non-discrimination law. And they rejected the proposal. Twitter did. The board advised against it. So that in and of itself, right, is all you need to know. They don't even want to audit their own policy that they're supposedly so proud of, because they know that it's against the law. We also wrote a letter to Elon Musk, since he's a 9% shareholder. We tried to convince him to vote for it. Whether he did or not, I don't know. But
this goes back also to what you were saying about the ESG ratings, right? And these companies and essentially, again, it's the fake premise that they are pushing some form of equality, when the reality is that it's anything but equality. It's very one-sided, and that's the only way that you get the Human Rights Campaign to give you this stamp of approval.
Exactly. It's more than just one-sided. It's they use the word equity. So equity sounds like equality, right? So phonetically, so people hearing that will be like, oh, they just mean equality, but they don't mean equality. What equity really means is social identity communism. So basically equity, what they mean by equity is that there has to be an exactly proportional amount of every immutable characteristic of the population present in their workforce at every different strata of the company's workforce, you know? And so they basically want to force a certain level of skin color in for each position. And so they, in order to do that, they need to actively discriminate. So, because, when is there ever, who even looks at this stuff? You know, why would you ever care what somebody's skin color is, right? If there happens to be there's more women nurses than men nurses. You see men up in arms, like, oh, there's not enough men nurses. It's just different people have, and it's very, and that's what they mean by equity. They mean identity communism.
Right. Right. Well, and this is what we talked about in the very first segment, folks, is how this ESG and HRC, Human Rights Campaign, and what they're pushing, this is about, if you don't say things the way we want them said and do things the way we want them done. And the big battle with Musk, by the way, right now, that I think is significant is that Twitter essentially, potentially, and Elon Musk is trying to find out if this is true or if this is not true, may well have created a massive number of what they call bot accounts. In other words, BOT, electronic or robot generated accounts, that are what has driven up the agenda that Twitter is able to push on their social media platform. So a tweet that goes out, Ethan, by somebody that has a particular perspective that they support, they send a whole bunch of these bots over to retweet it and build it up and basically create a viral pattern so that tweet becomes viral and that becomes what everybody is thinking about and talking about. It's mind manipulation. It is mass manipulation of the public psyche.
Right, and obviously with a very left wing tilt.
Yes.
Right? And
yes. So,
and it's not just, it's also followers, right? If you see like the New York Times has millions of followers and they only get like 12 likes on their posts, because they don't really have millions of followers like that. So it's a lot of it is fake, and so Elon Musk was right into saying, I agreed to pay, I think it was what, $45 billion? I agreed to pay $44 billion for this company, and I'm now seeing that if you're selling me a different product than what I wanted to buy, then I should get a different price. And so,
right.
I think that's the correct game that he's playing. But and I'm happy that Elon Musk is coming out and defending free speech, and that's very important. And he's God knows he's better than the Marxists that are over there at Twitter right now, especially the CEO Parag Agrawal, who said that his job is not to abide by the First Amendment, which is strange for a company whose only service is to provide speech to people. And so Elon Musk is definitely preferable, but I don't want to give the man too much credit or put all our eggs in his basket, because he was also just last week showing off about his corporate equality index with the Human Rights Campaign. He tweeted out how Tesla had a 100 out of 100 score with HRC, and HRC is as left wing as they come. There might not be a more left wing group than them. And so, I think that we should remember to value the right things instead of the right people, because you never know.
Yep. Yeah. Well, the only one that's perfect is God. Period. End of story, exactly. Folks. All right.
Yep.
Back with more. Hour two coming up.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.